We were very friendly last time around, 4 months ago. There seems to be a different edge, though, at least from your opponent.
Yeah, look, they're very serious and very cocky in the way that they think that they're going to win this fight nice and easy. But Tim has never fought the opposition that I have. He's got relatively little experience in that manner. And the only reason why this fight is being made is because his last name is Zhu. His father is an absolute legend. We wouldn't be fighting him if his last name wasn't his dad's name.
Welcome back to Sports Day. It's all for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. It is time for our Sports Day Hot Topic. You can win instant prizes, fuel vouchers, even a brand new ute with Team APCO Top Fan. Now, you would have seen this man a lot if you've been watching Main Event or if you've been watching Fox Sports. In fact, I think I first saw him on Fox Sports News when he was delivering morning news. His name is Ben Damon, and he's going to talk boxing with us. Ben, welcome to you.
G'day, Sam. Yeah, I floated around a little bit, mate, but here doing the boxing now, and it's a very exciting time because finally, after all that's gone on in a very difficult 2020, we have this massive fight ready to go, August 26.
Yeah, well, talk us through it because there's a couple of famous names involved.
Yeah, there are a couple of very famous names. Jeff Horn, of course, former WBO welterweight champion of the world and a star of Australian boxing, made his name beating the great Manny Pacquiao at Suncorp Stadium. And the son of a gun, Tim Zhu, Kostya Zhu's son, who's made a name for himself already in 15 professional fights. He's won them all, 11 stoppage victories, and he is just on the up and up in Australian boxing. And these two, they clash as the two biggest names in the sport in the country. And we announced the first time around this would take place in April the 22nd, but obviously it had to be postponed. And finally today we've been able to announce the new date. It is August the 26th, the Wednesday. It'll be live on Main Event, and also it'll be taking place at the very same stadium that was originally planned, which is the new stadium in Townsville, where we were today for this press conference, and it really does look fantastic. So 16,000, the capacity they're working with due to the COVID restrictions, but perhaps if Queensland continues to perform well in that category, it could be even more.
Yeah, Queensland Country Bank Stadium certainly looking a treat at the launch that you were hosting today. Hey, we as Australians, we love getting around big sporting events and we love getting around big bouts. I don't think there's any doubt in that. Just to give Aussies that haven't heard much about this fight a bit of an idea, Ben, I mean, would you say that what would have been the biggest, most recent all-Australian bout we've had? Green and Mundine?
Yeah, it'd probably have to be Green and Mundine because these two, they've developed themselves as two really, really big names. And they're, as I said, the two biggest names in the sport at the moment. The other one that sticks out is Daniel Gill against Anthony Mundine when Daniel Gill held a version of the world title that he defended against Mundine. But all of those are sort of those big marquee name matchups that sort of get one side of the country into one camp and the other side of the country into the other. This one has the added flavour of being a state of origin type event because you've got Tim Zhu from Sydney, New South Wales, who will be flying that blue flag, and the very proud Queenslander that is Jeff Horn, who became a hero in this part of the world with his victory against Manny Pacquiao and other huge wins like the one against Anthony Mundine that he's had at stadiums as well. So, yeah, historically, it is a significant fight. It's a massive one because the winner could go through to a world title opportunity, and they're two names that have sort of established themselves in world boxing as well. So it carries plenty of esteem, a victory here, and it does present itself as a really, really big event.
What would a win for Tim mean as the younger guy trying to rise, do you think?
That'd be massive for Tim Zhu. He's only 25. He's had just 15 fights, as I said, but a victory in a fight like this against someone who is proven at that world level like Jeff Horn and someone who only recently has defeated someone of the quality of Michael Zarafa as he did in December. It shows that Tim Zhu is world class and ready for the biggest opponents around the world. So he'd have cleaned up his own backyard. He's gone through the vast majority of those around his weight division through his first 15 fights. And if he gets through Jeff Horn, then, well, a world title awaits probably in his very next fight, but if not in the fight after that, it would show that he has advanced at an incredible rate. So it'd be massive for Tim Zhu, for his development to prove to the world and certainly to Australia just how good he is. And he's got that added thing of being the son of a legend in Kostya Zhu. So he'd want to be shrugging that off his back to some extent and saying, no, don't worry about my dad. He was one of the greatest of all time, but I'm pretty good myself. And if he beats Jeff Horn, then we'll all certainly be believing that.
So I assume Horn will have most of the 16,000 on his side as a Queenslander, but Tim's not completely unknown in that area. I mean, Costa fought there previously a couple of times.
Yeah, he fought there at least once back at Dairy Farmers Stadium in 1997. In fact, I was at that fight as just a young man. But it was, yeah, somewhere that he did very well and developed a crowd of his own and certainly had the support of almost the entire audience that night. But still, yeah, I would think that Jeff Horn will be your favourite. He's done such great things in this part of the world. Stadium fights against Manny Pacquiao with 50,000 there and winning, of course, against Anthony Mundine in the very first round as well. So he's just a huge name in this part of the world. Tim will be the outsider, but I don't think he really cares. He's got that sort of cool composure that his dad has and certainly had as a professional boxer, and he is ready for pretty much anything. He doesn't mind being the outsider here. He really has his eyes on some very big things in world boxing. He sees this almost as a stepping stone fight for him. He thinks that he gets past Jeff Horn, and he reckons he wins multiple world titles as well. So he's got incredible confidence. He was born to do this, and we just have to wait and see whether he's ready for the rumble that Jeff Horn will bring, because he is made of something else. He's such a tough fighter, such a quiet, cool customer, but when he gets in the ring, he just likes to get covered in blood and go life and death with you and throw those big shots and go down and get up and have those really inspiring brawls that he always has. Tim hasn't been in a fight like that just yet, so we'll just have to see what he's made of, because we know that Jeff Horn is going to take him there.
Speaking of rumbles, Ben, it's all, the greatest thing about these launches that you are hosting today is that we get to see the verbal tirades just start being thrown around. What's your favourite going so far between the two?
Yeah, there was a little bit too much friendliness, I thought, the first time around, but there wasn't any of that today. I spent a bit of time with both of them prior to the press conference, and I always try and get in their ear and get them to say a few things and say, oh, he's been saying this about you, or he's been saying this. And Jeff Horn didn't need much prompting today. Tim was just really focused, saying, look, this is all just a bit beneath me, essentially, I think he was saying. He's not really into the marketing of the fight. He just wants to get out there and do it so he can move on to the next. But Jeff Horn was pretty adamant today that the only reason Tim Zhu is here is because of his surname. So he said that a number of times, and he was pretty strong on that point. He thinks that Tim's getting a little bit ahead of himself, and he wants to put him back in his place. So we just have to see if that is the case, whether he's right and it's all too much too soon for Tim Zhu, or perhaps Tim Zhu is the real deal. And if he is to get through a fight like this, then we know he's the real deal, and he's someone that we're going to hear about for a very, very long time to come.
And Jeff Horn declared today that he'd be keen to put a chunk of money on himself. I'm sure he's got a bit to throw around. What are the bookies saying 6 weeks out?
Well, it's quite incredible just how much of a difference there is in the prices at the moment. I haven't checked them today, but Tim Zhu is a pronounced favourite with all the betting agencies. Jeff Horn is a massive outsider. So when you consider the fact that Jeff Horn has won world titles, he has beaten Manny Pacquiao, a legend who is still a world champion and someone who they wanted to tell us was just an old man when Jeff beat him up, but went on to beat some of the best in the world after that fight. He knocked out Anthony Mundine in a round. He gave a good account of himself against the likes of Terence Crawford and others as well. And he had a couple of really tough fights last year with Michael Zarafa, whereas Tim Zhu, he's just sort of finding his way in the boxing world. He's cleaned up the vast majority of his division in this country, but overseas, he hasn't really managed to establish himself just yet. So the prices say that Tim Zhu gets in there and wins this fight easily, but you'd have to say that in terms of experience, Jeff Horn has a vast advantage, and really you're betting on the potential of Tim Zhu. He does look like he could be very, very good, but we're just not sure whether he's ready for that rough stuff yet. And that is what makes this fight so enticing. So Tim Zhu, a massive favourite, but there'll be plenty who want to have a bit of money, I'd imagine, on Jeff Horn as we get a bit closer to this fight.
Ben, we're excited. A month and a half out. I'm sure we'll touch base before the bout. Appreciate your time. Good luck with the build-up.
Thank you so much. Yeah, any time at all. Really looking forward to this fight. We've been waiting a long time, and now we have that date of August 26th, so simply cannot wait, Sam.
As can I. Good on you, Ben. Ben Damon there for a Fox Sports and Main Event boxing expert now. This is Sports Day for Giant Bikes. Power your journey and make your life a little easier with a Giant e-bike.